Well, let's pray it right now. Let's pray this. So think of someone. We want to make this very practical, okay? Not just, okay, the sermon's over and whoopee. But that this can have some practical application, not just in your life, but change the life of someone else that you really care about and you're concerned about, okay? So think of that person or persons. I've got somebody in mind. Hopefully you do too. And let's pray that. First of all, Lord, we thank you for amazing grace, for the faith that our people have here in you and of the love they have for all the saints in Amazing Grace, and the faith and the love that springs from the hope that our dear people here in Amazing Grace have that's stored up in heaven, not here on earth. And Lord, we thank you that the gospel is bearing fruit all over the place, that people hear about our ministry, give glory to you, and are wanting to support us, whether it be in North Dakota, Scottsdale, Arizona, or Uganda. We thank you that there's fruit being born through the gospel all over, and that the impact that we can have can be in the jails, and those people in the jails can go all over, Mexico, wherever. And we may not even see the fruit, but thank you for the fruit that is being bearing fruit, the fruit that is being born all over and that's growing. We thank you for your amazing grace by which we're named here at this church, that we can understand it and revel in it and bask in it and celebrate it, the gospel truth. Thank you for those who have taught us and been examples here at Amazing Grace that have been so faithful. Sunday school teachers, youth workers, Bubba leaders, Scouts, Girl Scout leaders, and who have been so faithful to get us to know you better. And so now, Lord, we thank you for all these things, and now we think of this person, and we want to more than just say, God bless this person, but we ask, Lord, that you would fill, and put that name in, fill this person with a knowledge of your will, that they would grow in spiritual wisdom, that they also would grow in a revelation of your understanding of you, that maybe they've fallen away, but Lord, that they would live a life worthy of the Lord who called them in baptism. Lord, we pray and we thank you ahead of time that you would, through your grace, enable them to please you in every way, no matter how far they strayed now, that they will bear fruit in every good work, that the destiny you have upon them would be fulfilled. Lord, we pray for increased spiritual growth and true intimate knowledge of you, that this person would get to know you in a special way, that you would reveal your awesome love and awesome grace to this person right now. Lord, we pray for supernatural strength with all the power in the risen Christ and the Holy Spirit and the same God who just said, let there be light, and there was light. Lord, we ask that your light would shine upon this person now with your resurrection power, so that whatever they're going through, and maybe they're wanting to give up, that you would give them great endurance and patience with what they're going through, whether it be about relationships or not having a job or battling drug addiction or codependency. Lord, give them great patience and endurance. And Lord, give them joy. They've lost the joy. It's been sucked out of them. They're just existing. They're not even doing that, just barely surviving. But Lord, we want them to be thriving and not surviving. So we ask, Lord, infuse in them right now your joy as well as your patience and your power in Jesus' name. Help them to realize that if they have fallen astray, that you qualify them to share in the inheritance of the saints by what Jesus did on the cross, not by what they've done or not done. That you have rescued this person and snatched them out of darkness. Help them to see that about themselves and bring them back into the kingdom of Jesus, Jesus' kingdom, in whom they have redemption and the forgiveness of their sins. Lord, we thank you ahead of time for supernatural answers to this life-changing prayer. Give us patience and endurance to stand in the gap for these people for the next 30 days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.